Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves to the art. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I knew there was a little delayed response when I got on the line, but I am here, I am ready, and I'm ready to rock with you guys tonight. I hope you guys have had a good Tuesday so far, and just for the rest of your week. I will ask if the prayer warriors could intercede on my behalf. You know, just pray for me. You know, I am counting it all on joy. I promise you that they've been busy, but I believe, I'm a true believer, that what the devil meant for my bad, God meant for my good. And the tests and trials, I know. That's why I thank him in advance for all he's going to do. For me and my life, my dreams, my visions, my goals, and that is what I will be talking about with you guys tonight, is that whatever your dreams, your goals, even if nobody can't see it and only you can see it, it's all right. Just believe. Believe in yourself. Believe in your dream. Everybody can go with you. Everybody can grow with you. I hope you guys heard the difference. Everybody can go and everybody can grow with you. You can't force nothing. If I say that all the time with you guys. If you got to force it to fit, quit. It ain't for you. If you got a circle and you're trying to force a circle into a square, it's not going to work. And that means whatever it is. If you got dreams, believe. If nobody can't see it but you, still believe. If you believe in God, still believe. And I said it to me and I said it to my kids. And sometimes the encourager needs to be encouraged. You know, sometimes it's good to listen. And it's amazing to me because I'm just looking at how life will hit you, like Les Brown said, hit you on the blind side when you're going, things are going well. As soon as things are going well, next thing you know, here we go. But it's all good because I am a contender, and I'm going to keep right on going and keep right on growing. So hopefully you guys continue to do what you do. I appreciate the support that you give here on the Lyrical Cypher. Hopefully somebody needed to hear that tonight. If you didn't need to hear it and it wasn't for you, it was for me. And I hope I can give it to somebody else and you can use it for you. Either way, we're going to keep right on rolling. Let's get it.
So we offer you, well, we offer you our lives. What are you bringing to the table?
See, everybody want to rise to the top these days.
Top these days.
People might come and try to take your place.
Take your place.
Oh, you know that all you gotta do is keep rising.
Rising.
Don't look back and keep shining.
Whoa.
I have a little.
These bitches know they can't easily provoke me. In any case, it's toast me. In arms reach to the range of poetry. Don't sleep, you'll never catch up. Flipping on nothing, I'm spitting on. Flow longer than Scotty Pippin on. Terms I'm tipping on, nothing under 250. I'm flipping songs like the spirit of Escobar with me. I gotta take this game on slave to get me, but I'm brain swift and lane shift. Doing a fuck 60, fuck with me. Instead of living, I'ma do my bidding till they come get me. I rise, even on empty steel bills. They'll never bend me, only God can lend me for my time. So I'm quick to high towers, waiting for me, y'all, and run with mine. Got ones and fives all day, and it ain't from rapping. Mind driven, this is how I'm living. I'm back scrapping, God.
Rain on me.
Call in and be heard, call 323-642-1532. All right, we're going to open the open mic lines. What's up, Miss Nikki, how you doing?
Hey, China, how are you?
Doing pretty good, how about you?
I'm good, I'm great, actually. That's birthday Friday. I'm overjoyed.
I know, that's right. Oh, shoot, now. What you gonna do for your birthday?
Well, actually, my daughter is throwing me a little get-together. My family, my sister, and all of them are coming up, you know. We're going to cook, just sit back. My aunt, my mom's baby sister, is now the matriarch of our family because everybody is gone, and she wants to see all the family. So I said, okay, well, this is the perfect time, you know. Everybody's coming up. I don't want it to be a sad occasion for everybody to get together. And, you know, I've talked to a couple of my cousins, and they're like, they talk to Aunt Mary, and they, you know, she's just like, you know, I want to see my family before anything happens to me. And she don't usually talk like that. So I don't want it to be a sad occasion to, you know, actually see my auntie. So we just going to sit back, we going to talk, we going to reminisce, we going to have some fun, you know, have some libations and, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Hey, pour out some libations for me.
Okay. But
yeah,
if God allows
me,
if God allows me to see 12 midnight on the 12th, well, on the 11th, going into the 12th, I will be 47 years old.
Amen.
47. Yeah, it's been a rough 47 years, but God, I made it. I made it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Never
but I feel good. Okay. You better sing that. All right, let me find out you Marvin Sapp's daughter. Okay.
Girl, you know I'll break into some song in a minute. You hit me with a word,
okay.
I'm going to come up with a lyric. I'm a lyricist.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
Girl, you have
we
to laugh,
at it,
keep
why
crying.
Don't
Girl,
flow at it, why don't
you? Oh, go ahead now. I received that name. Yes, I do.
I feel great.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome sauce, man. I feel great in the midst of the storm. Like, I know I'm good.
That's right.
I've had storm after storm, and I'm good. I know I'm going to be all right.
Mm-hmm. You will.
I already
God
know
ain't
I'm good.
Finished
I just
with you yet.
The only thing I keep saying is forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing he hear my
That's it.
It's
That's
all right.
It.
It is all right.
It will be. It will be.
Mm-hmm. One thing,
but,
I will say this.
Go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to talk about what we've been talking about, mindfulness. You have to be mindful how you treat people on your come up.
Right. Exactly. Exactly, because you can't come, I mean, you can come up by yourself, but at the same time, don't forget about the ones that was there before you when you was coming up.
Yeah, but some people come up and become and change.
Exactly.
Even if you
exactly
have, right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
How's your week been going?
It's been some storms. It's been stormy. And it's crazy. We got a storm coming, Hurricane Michael.
I'm gonna put it to you this way. Them storms, they are meant to be broken. And you will ride through it. You will ride through it, even if you got to get you a rowboat, a paddle boat, a motorboat.
I got King Jesus.
That's right.
I got King Jesus, man. I know I'm good because this,
okay.
I have a peace that surpasses my understanding with this. Even though my flesh might hurt. You know what I'm saying? But my spirit ain't broken.
That's right. That's right.
And I know it's
and
a difference.
Nobody
like, I know that
doors.
Growth. No, I can't. I can't. Don't get me wrong. You know, I really believe in weeping may endure for the night, but joy will come in the morning.
But
I promise you, I got hit with some weeping.
Mm.
And then I got some weeping with like, in the midst of my weeping, let me tell you something crazy. In the midst of my weeping, the rain, it started raining all of a sudden while I was driving. And this happened today.
Mm-hmm.
It started in the midst of my weeping, out of nowhere, the sun was shining. It started raining, boom, right where I'm at. And, girl, I looked to my left, and on the side of the road was a rainbow. I stopped crying.
Okay.
As soon as I stopped crying, I said, God, I see you. I stopped crying. They said, I know the sun was shining and it won't rain no more. And it was like only raining like a quarter of a mile.
Mm. I want you to listen to a song after the show is over. I want you to look up this song. It's by Vicky Winey. It's called Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to the words of the song.
I need
and
to
it'll
it
get
then.
You through any storm. It'll get you through any storm you may be going through.
Girl, that's amazing because I was sitting there and I was praying. I was like, you know what, God? I said, every twist, every turn, like as all these different things that have come about, and I know this is life, you know. So I'm not giving up. And I thank God for resiliency, and I hope that whoever is being tested as well on this line, somebody might need to hear what we're talking about. So with that being said, every single time, I promise y'all, since December of last year, this has been my go-to song. Since December of last year, I have gone through some fires. Some I spoke on, some I did not. And with that being said, every storm I have endured, and I have endured two storms this week alone, but every storm I have endured, something in my spirit makes me listen to Marvin Sapp Close. Like, I must be close to my destiny. I must be close to what he got for me.
I love that song.
And that's all I keep thinking, because I said, whatever it is, and whomever it is that sees this, you know what I'm saying, that's coming at me, must see my rainbow around the corner. When he said, I literally got to speak on these words, like, I must be close to my destiny, extremely close to my victory, because here comes trials and troubles, jealousy and envy. Like, I'm experiencing these things right now. I must be close to what you have for me. I must be close to my overflow. It must be coming. I must be close to a miracle, because here comes confusion, problems, and enemies. Oh, my God.
The devil will try to take you out. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. But you keep your foot on his throat.
Take me. Oh, he can't
keep your foot on his throat.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
That's why I went ahead and said, in the midst of the storm, I thank you in advance. I put it on Facebook. I thank you in advance for the many blessings in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Like, it's done. I ain't worried about
Amen.
It.
That's right. You give it to him and leave it there.
Oh, I am.
Got it.
But I just had to speak on it tonight, like I always do. Like, I don't care what it is. I'm going to let you guys know, because I learned that grow. I'm going to give it to y'all, because somebody might need to hear this in the midst of this, even if it's a snippet of it. I'm going to continue to use food for thought. If it ain't your meal today, throw it away. I won't be mad.
Okay.
It's my meal today right now. I know that for sure.
Well, you get full then. Get full.
I'm all right now. I'm already full. I'm just giving you some of my meal, because I got some more to give.
Oh, well, thank you for sharing. I'm going to get full, too.
Anytime, girl. Full. Well, do your thing.
Since I'm feeling so good, I'm going to do this piece. I did it a while ago, but I'm going to do it again. And it's called I Fell in Love with You, All of You. And here goes. I didn't just fall in love with the best part of you. The best of you. Like the way your eyes light up a room. The way you laugh makes me smile. The way your hand fits in mine. The way your personality stands out. The way your smile gives me butterflies, or the way your body moves with mine. I fell in love with all of you. I fell in love with your scars, the way you make sarcastic remarks, the way you feel hopeless at 2 a.m., the way you cry about something from your past, the way you can sometimes get irritated and mad, or the way you sometimes want to be alone. I fell in love with all of you. I fell in love with the great in you, and I fell in love with the bad you see in yourself. But the bad you see is the great that I see, because I love every part of you, every little bit. I fell in love with all of you. That's it.
Wow, that's that piece, man.
That's that piece I was going to read that night we was in the cipher, and I was just like, I could not find it for nothing. I was scrolling and scrolling, and I could not find it.
I love it.
I could
I
not
love the
find
transparency,
it.
And then everything, I believe in timing. I believe tonight mm-hmm. was the night. You probably felt better tonight reading it than you would have probably that night.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I really believe in timing, like, everything is, I really believe things are divine, you know, like, it's not this didn't just happen, it's supposed
right.
to
happen. Yeah. Yeah, and it's nothing that needs to be rushed, or
mm-hmm.
it takes time for it to grow.
Oh, yeah.
And manifest.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
And we have gone through storms
mm-hmm.
and raging storms, but
right.
I can honestly say now I'm starting to see where that break in the clouds, and you see
mm-hmm.
that rainbow, like you said, the rainbow
mm-hmm.
getting ready to shine through and peek through. I'm seeing it,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. I ain't going to reach for it, because if I reach for it, they're going to snatch it back. So I ain't gonna reach for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna just let it. I'm gonna just flow through it.
Mm-hmm.
Flow through it. And wherever it leads me, wherever it leads us, that's where we gonna be.
I love it, because then you let God be the storyteller.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. And you just believe. You know what I'm saying? Like, just believe that He's taking care of it. So how He does it, it's gonna be beautiful. It's already beautiful.
Yeah, already done. Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And girl, I got a quote. My one of my elderly homies. I got a lot of
mm-hmm.
elderly friends, old friends, and one of my old neighbors. I pick him up sometime. Big shout out, Mr. Milton, in the building. But he ain't in the building, but I'm just calling him out. But
mm-hmm.
Mr. Milton says something like so prolific. He says, he calls himself Cool Breeze.
Uh-huh.
And he's very quiet, very witty, very smart, older man. You know, but a lot
uh-huh.
of people pass judgment on him because they're looking at his looks. Like, he's an old man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, all the different things or whatever. So I go pick him up from time to get him out of the house. So Mr. Milton has been saying this since, like, I met him and we just started talking and he got comfortable and he said, yeah, my nickname is Cool Breeze. I'm like, oh, shoot, why they call you Cool Breeze? Because he said no matter which way the wind blows, there will always be a Cool
Ooh.
Breeze. And
that's
I
right.
love it. Because look at that. Like you said, no matter which way this goes, there's going to be a Cool Breeze. I'm going to be good
mm-hmm.
regardless. We're going to be good regardless, whether together or not. Either way, we're going to be good. And that's powerful.
That's right.
Instead of putting those expectations that keep hurting us on God, when He already knows. It's like right now, whichever way the wind blows with what's going on with me, I know I'm good, and I just spoke this today.
Right.
And removed myself.
Wow.
And I gave it up.
Wow. Okay.
Because I was like, no matter which way it go, I'm all right.
You're going to be all right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's already done. Like, I know this, but I do know I'm human. I do know my flesh might feel, but I also know the flesh and the spirit about to come together, and we're about to make magic.
You about to be extraordinary. Extraordinary.
You better say that. You better say it's already done.
Right.
I already feel
mm-hmm.
it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's it.
You messing me up tonight, girl. I wasn't expecting that right there. Got me over here itching. Nervous.
Oh.
I'm nervous.
Uh-uh. I know that's right.
Oh, my God. Let me get it together.
I can feel it.
So, do you have another one for us?
Oh, I surely do.
You better do
that. I surely
girl.
Do. I haven't put a track to this yet, but somebody was supposed to collab with me, but
Word. Yes. It's his name, DMX. What you really want? What's up, DMX?
What you really want?
Uh-oh. Yo, y'all just threw me right in the middle of the show. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm China, so I was just calling in, man. I got lost track of time.
Are you good?
I was just calling in, and then y'all going to throw me right in the middle of something.
Oh, my bad. She was just saying you're supposed to have done a collab with her.
Yeah, but we haven't got around to it yet, the collab for the piece I'm about to do.
Oh, this is my baby. I didn't even know who was on the radio.
Trying
to kick me in. You kicked me in just that fast, babe.
I had to be smooth with it, you know. I'm a vibe type of person.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all good, though. Yeah, and China, and this, yeah, she did ask me to do the collab, and I just been going through a lot, been kind of busy, man, and I haven't had a chance to really write nothing. I haven't had a chance to really write nothing yet, man. But believe me, man, when I do start writing, man, with the way things are going, I got a lot to say, man. I sure got a lot to say. I know you do. But
baby,
you know
that's where that book come in at. But you ain't heard of me.
I got a book, a couple plays, and everything. I got a couple things going down. About to go down. I'm trying to tell you. Woo, wait.
China, me and you haven't even hooked up yet, China.
Oh, yeah, we will. We will. I promise you we will. I'm leaving soon, y'all. But I'm actually about to go. Yes, I'll be leaving soon. But like I say, I'll probably be gone for a minute. Not too long. But I'll be back. I ain't leaving the show. I ain't saying that. But I'm just taking a break.
None of your business. There you go.
Yeah, I'm getting away. What's up?
China, don't move. Stay right there.
I can't stay right there.
Stay right there.
No, y'all crazy. My kids be using my poems against me. Like, I hope that don't happen to y'all. My son got me. I don't know if I told y'all this, but, you know, when I got in the car accident, I don't think I told Carlos. So I got in the, got in the car accident. My truck got totaled. And so I love my truck. And, you know, I put a brand new engine in there, everything. So it was hard for me to part with it, even though I knew I had to let it go. So Jaden was like, don't. He said, Mama, when you saw the truck, did you say, don't move? Stay right there. He said, and then when you walked away from it, did you say, I have to let you go, but it's so daggone hard? I was like, oh, my God, I do not like my child right now.
That's right.
But you did say that, though.
That's right.
Literally.
Look,
yo,
it was hard,
I
but I had to let
tonight.
You go.
Yeah, I know, right? Wow.
Hey,
yo, fellas, that was good stuff, man. You got me.
Hey, yo, you remember me always speaking positivity, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Check this out. Out of pure love, I went and did this work for some folks and stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to keep it private. Anyway, it's like we've been friends forever. I went and did your entire house. You know what I mean? I do your entire house. And we're going to work out this deal where, you know what I'm saying, we're going to trade, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I do my part. Now when it comes time for things to go, you know what I'm saying, for them to do their part, now they come up with a whole bunch of complaints, blah, 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 blah. And things went kind of sour. But we've been friends for 30, 40 years, man. So how are we going to just like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let one business deal destroy, you know what I'm saying? A lifetime of friendship. Come on, man. I'm bigger than that. I thought we was deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way that I carried it anyway. That's the way I carried it anyway. So me being me, regardless of how you feel about it, I'm going to stay positive about it.
Right.
I tell you what I do, y'all. I tell you what, and this is what I told them. Look, man, just whatever you're going to do, however you're going to, you know what I'm saying, do to be happy, let's just do that, and we're going to be okay anyway. You're still going to be my friend, and I love you anyway. Okay?
Right.
I ain't up taking a loss. A major loss.
That's a big
you hear
loss.
Me? But because I went positive and stayed positive about it today. Lowe's called my folks, called what I'm on the job site today. They got 25 houses or something that they want to get done. That means I got work here if I want it back here, right here at home, for the next 2 years or so.
Right.
Look at God work.
You got triple. You got a hundredfold.
What took me one week to do, I take that as a loss.
Oh my God, won't he do it?
Look at God work. Won't he do it?
Because the devil busy coming at me all which way, every which way, like the old folks say. Messing with my money, messing with my time, messing with my heart. I ain't got time. I'm trying to tell you. And all I can do is say, you know what, God got a blessing for me. I know it's coming because every time.
What's your name on it?
I know it. That's why I was like, you know what? I can't even get mad with y'all. All I could say was forgive them, Father.
There you go.
Don't know what they do. Let me remove myself from this right here and let him deal with you. I'm going to get quiet. Let me get quiet and let him deal with your spirit. And I keep getting people blowing my phone up, texting me, trying to make it right. No, uh-uh. You ain't going to be able to sleep well tonight.
My thing, just like always, y'all, look, everybody, I'm not perfect. You heard me? I don't want nobody to keep it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect. When the things went sour, I didn't like it. I had something to say.
I
couldn't even say it. I can't even say it on the air. You know what I'm saying? In the end, okay, man, when I'm back to myself, you know what I'm saying? Because life's still going to go forward, right? What you going to do, Carlos? Are you going to act a fool? Or you going to act a fool? Or you going to do what you got to do? You know what I mean? Carlos, just take it as a loss. Take it as a learning experience. Take what you learned from it. You heard me? Take what you learned from it. What I learned from it, ask Nikki.
Indeed.
Nikki went and found it for me today. She sent it to me. Contract.
I sent it to you too.
I'm talking about China. You know what I'm saying? Even if we friends, if you want me to come over there and do some work to your house, good.
Contract.
But sign this contract. Sign this contract, man.
When she mentioned it, I told her that you need the contract. When she told me that, she said, "Oh yeah, I'm on it." Because I was the one who said you need a contract.
You ain't gonna get my baby another time. I'm sorry. Nope.
My brother been telling me this. My brother, the one that taught me this trade, man, he been telling me this for years. You know what I'm saying?
She told me she didn't know about the contract, and I mentioned it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But no, Carlos was like, man, this is my folks. My folks ain't gonna do me like this. These folks ain't gonna do me like this right here.
Do you just dirty? I promise you, I'm about business. Okay. Let me ask you this question. We cool as a fan, right? As an MF fan, right? Well, you put an illusion. You paid to come in as an open micer, right? Not as my friend. So what I'm telling you is I got you. I understand.
What'd you say? I didn't say 60 to Carlos. I didn't say $7. I said 8 for the artist. 10 for the gift.
Yes,
exactly.
And that's business. So if I get you to do something for me, I will pay you. You feel me? I got you. So it's all about respect.
The best thing you can do is save you $2 by getting up here and perform. You're going to pay the 8. You ain't got to pay the 10. You can pay the 8 if you get up here.
And then you get the 8 for free. Now you get
the 8 good.
And you get the
10. Boy, hey, man. Hey, yeah, man. But, China, it's positive, though. You know what I mean? And it's all positive. Mm-hmm. It's like, yo, if you tell them the same thing, man. And look, China, but guess what? Once you got that mentality, having things things flow a lot smoother now. Things go a lot smoother now. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, man, if artists pay this, guests pay this. Problem solved. I ain't got to worry. You can't add. Look, man, it's right here. And I can't. You ain't no. You know what I'm saying? And if it was somebody that block, you know, not trying to be funny or nothing. If it was somebody that could get in, Paul say free. I'm going to give you the money to pay to come in the dough just so, you know what I'm saying? So,
exactly.
So, you know what I mean? You hear me?
I got you.
I mean, business is business, man. I remember when Biggie Smalls said, Biggie Smalls said, money and blood do not mix.
That's it.
They don't.
And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you mix business with blood, you're going to have a problem.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, my brother, the one that taught me this trade, man. You know what I mean? He told me that. Just a couple of weeks ago, I went over there and did my brother, Pooglue. I went and did my brother's bathroom for him because he can't work right now. You know what I'm saying? But I went over there and did his bathroom for him, man, and told my brother, you don't owe me nothing, man, because you the one that taught me this trade. But Vic was like, no, Carlos, that ain't the way you do it, man. Look, I'm going to pay you because you came in here and did work. I got to pay anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you ain't going to charge me top dollar, that's one thing. But I said, Vic, I ain't going to charge you nothing. If you want to give me something, you give it to me. You know what I'm saying? This man reached and paid just like he was like he was paying for, you know what I mean? So from now on, man, anybody that got doing any more business with me, man, it's contracts and all from now on. I kept trying to do stuff under the table a lot. That was my thing.
You
legit. Yep.
You too legit
to quit.
Right. Two things I don't play with is about my kids and my money. So contract. From now on, contract. And look, if I gotta do the paperwork, you definitely gonna be on contract.
Anybody that's listening, I am your towel, man. I remodel your kitchen, your bathroom, anywhere in the house that you want, towel, your porch, anything. If you want to check it out, I got Tears Donut Factory. My name is Carlos Hill. You can find me on Facebook. You know what I mean? And inbox me. Call me. My number is 252-520-3969.
There you go.
I am
email
your
address is carloshill16@gmail.com.
There you go. And make sure you
East Coast or West Coast. I got twos in California. I got twos in North Carolina. You got to do is tell me which side of the country you're on, and I go there and grab my vehicle to come to your house.
Well, I'm going to add this right here. Anywhere in the United States, he'll come to you and make it happen.
There you
right?
go. I said from east to west coast.
There you go.
From east to west coast. If you want it done, I'll make it happen.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. I'm proud of you, man.
But look, y'all, everybody, man, I want everybody to stay positive, man. I want everybody to stay positive. You know what I mean? Everybody. I mean, and that's just life, man. If we could get that, if everybody can get that, man, stay positive, man, even when things going sour. It's already done gone bad. Why you want to feel bad along with it?
That's it.
Yeah.
Stay good. You know what I mean? If things are already going bad, don't feel bad. You know what I mean? Whatever it takes you to make yourself feel better about it, and just handle it. It's already there. Handle it. God ain't going to put no more on you. Then you can handle. So evidently, if he put it there for you to handle, then there's a way for you to handle it. Handle it.
Yeah. That's it.
Indeed.
That rainbow. That's that rainbow at the end of that tunnel I was telling you about.
Yeah. I'm sitting here looking at what the symbolic meanings of rainbow. It says it means life, hope, divinity, promise, creation, initiation, potential, provision, harmony, expansion, ascension,
restoration,
connection, and transformation.
Yeah.
The only time you can see a rainbow, there got to be some rain around, right?
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
There's gonna be stuff, you know what I'm saying? Whether it was just because of the storm or if it went in the rain, you know what I'm saying? Rain, sometimes people see rain as good or bad or whatever, you know what I mean? But you hear me?
Yeah.
Everybody like the sunny days. You know what I mean? So if it's raining, so what? There's going to be some stuff to fall, but there's light, you know what I mean? The sun's going to shine. There's a rainbow. There's a pot of gold there. All you got, whatever's in front of you, if you go through it, man, face it. God ain't going to put no more on you than you can handle, man.
That's exactly what happened today. I know you weren't on the phone before she mentioned the rainbows by Mickey Wanis. I mentioned, I was literally in tears about what happened today and all these things that keep coming at me. And I keep saying, I keep listening to Marvin Sapp, I must be close to my destiny. I must be close to my dreams. I must be close to what God's got for me, because he keeps testing me. But I keep staying strong. I feel like Job. I feel like Jeremiah. I feel like Abraham. I feel like a lot of different people in the Bible, right? And so while I'm crying, my mom's praying for me. I'm on the phone, and it just starts raining all of a sudden while I'm on the back road. Mind you, the sun was just shining. It started raining, and then I look to my left, and I see a rainbow, like, literally laying on the street. And then I said, you know what? I said, I'm good. And I just stopped crying. And then when I stopped crying, I said, no, God, I already know you got me. I already know you got this. I stopped crying, and I said, I said, thank you, Lord. And when I said that, all of a sudden, guess what? It stopped raining. And the sun will shine again. And I promise you, I only rode in it like a quarter of a mile.
That's that rainbow.
There only rained a quarter of a mile. And the rainbow laid right on the street on the left side. Today, I was on my way to Back Road to Greenville. And then that's what she told me about the song, Vicky Winans, The Rainbow.
I don't want you to listen to it.
I promise you, stayed on the road. Boom.
Oh, less than a mile for a 30-mile trip. You ran through a little bit of sunshine, so.
Yes.
But look how much sunshine you had on the way.
Oh, my God. You better say that. You better say that.
Man. And I don't know. I guess it's like with us getting older, it's the wisdom and stuff that we get that make, you know what I'm saying, to kind of see things different, man. But what I'm trying to do, man, if we could share it with our youth, especially with the way things is going nowadays, man, and stuff, man. These are our kids and stuff. That's how you're acting stupid. You hear me? These are our kids. These are our kids. Or, you know what I mean? Nieces and nephews. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So it's the reason that these kids are acting this way is because we didn't act that way because we was raised better. You know what I'm saying? So these kids that's coming up nowadays, everybody talking about these kids, right? It's your fault then. They're your kids. When we was kids, we did stuff. You know what I mean? Kids gonna be kids, but you know what I mean? They're gonna be kids. If they're doing stuff that kids don't do, then that's your fault. You should have raised your kid better than that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
A lot of people trying to raise their inner kid, the inner kid that's inside of them. That kid that you're raising, that brand new kid that God gave you, that on loan that you got, is not the kid you were when you was a kid. So you can't give yourself what you wanted as a kid.
Right.
So that kid doesn't know the struggle you went through. So they don't even understand what you're giving them. So that's the reason why they don't appreciate. They don't appreciate what you're giving them, because they don't know nothing about a struggle. So you're actually giving it to your inner self, your inner child. It has nothing to do with your child.
Wow.
Y'all gonna have me preaching out here. Let me shut up.
That's what
we got the bishop and the evangelist on the phone.
Yeah. Oh my God. Don't get us started. Don't get us started.
Okay.
High five, Bishop.
Okay.
That's what's up.
We already walking in our ministry right now. This is our ministry. You don't have to be in no building.
This is our ministry.
You can't be in no building. And I'm so proud of you, man, because you said you keep saying something. So that's how I know that you are a youth minister, because you keep giving it to the youth. You better say that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know you're walking in your calling. Just don't run. Don't run.
And he reaches them.
What is it? I mean, the youth is the future.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? For instance, if you calling all these kids nowadays crazy, when they get old, they mean you got a bunch of crazy folks running the world.
That's true.
You ain't
that
never said
that.
It's the truth. It's true.
You know I mean?
It's
so,
true. If you don't get
you know
a hold
I mean?
Of it right now, imagine what the
you
world
I mean?
Will look
so
like.
If you don't teach them no better, then why you expect them to do any better?
I remember
that
when you couldn't go to work looking any kind of, a lot of old folks said you couldn't go to work looking any kind of witch way. Now they can go to work and looking any kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Barely got clothes on, everything. Remember you had to dress professional? That's over.
Okay. Everybody coming casual day.
Well, no, not even casual. Yeah. It's like, I don't know what you got on today.
Right.
You, I can wear what I want to wear. No. No.
My grandmother used to say, we got a bunch of new fools, but the new fools turn into old fools.
Okay.
At one point
but that's it, though, China. Listen at it. If you let your kids thinking that they could go to this job and dress and do anything, you know what I'm saying? Okay. The job might can't do nothing. The job might can't do nothing. Okay. If you want to come to work and dress like a butthole, I can't fire you for that. But I ain't got to promote you. I ain't got to, you know what I'm saying? You're going to stay right there where you at, dog. You're going to stay right there where you at. You ain't going to make no progress. You know what I'm saying? But look, dog, the way I was taught, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's how I end up being working for myself. If you know what I mean? If you, and then, I got to get better at this communicating with folks because I get attitude. And I, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, business-wise, man, I can't stand when folks try to do me dirty. You still got to handle business. I let my attitude get in my way because I start talking.
Well, you got a mouthpiece now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I ain't perfect. You know what I mean? No, I'm not perfect.
I do,
but
too, man.
At the same time, I know when it comes to business, you got to handle business. You know what I mean? I can't just let today affect the rest of the year because I still got, you know what I mean? Just because I'm mad today about something you did, I still got the rest of the year to deal with. I still got the, you know what I mean? So you still got to be able to handle business. You know what I mean? But with because, you know what I mean? So handle business, man. You ain't got to dress like this to go into this job, man. If you want to go forward, learn how to go forward, man. Doing it just because you got the right to dress like a bum. Why would you want to do that when you're trying to go forward? If you want to stay back there and keep washing dishes for the next 10 years, yeah, dress like a bum and go back there and keep washing dishes for your $7 an hour and don't say nothing. Don't you say nothing. Hey, yo, man. Hey, man.
You got a poem for us tonight?
Say what?
I say you got a poem for us tonight.
I haven't had a chance to write anything. Y'all better hope my phone don't die right quick.
Oh, we got a poem for him tonight. I got you. I think this is perfect. You ready?
See, after last week, I was all excited about the preacher and the dope thing. But releasing it publicly, it revealed something to me that I've never seen. It really made me think about all the things that I did in my past. I thought about all the dirt that I did and all the fix that they had. And what did I do? Yeah, y'all know, I used to sell drugs. But I got a little deeper in the game than that. I was more like a straight up thug. From city to city and from state to state, I was steady chasing that paper. And if I couldn't get it from selling drugs, I just pulled me a caper. See, it was all about my money. Nothing else. It didn't matter. Do whatever you want, dummy. As long as my pockets was getting fatter. I didn't care who you were or none of your responsibilities that you had. I took your wit, your food stamps, your cash. As long as you just sweetened up my bag. I didn't care if your lights were cut off or your rent was due. Or your food, no food in the refrigerator. I sold dope to a pregnant lady. And yo, she just had to worry about that later. And for years, that was my mentality, y'all. As I ran the entire East Coast, I was leading my own folks astray. But back home, that's where I did it the most. And that's where it hit me. I mean, it hit me very close to home. Somebody was doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But to me, that was wrong. See, you can't sell that stuff to my family. You must have lost your mind. And just like that, y'all, I quit. I left the game behind. So I thought. Well, social media is booming, y'all. Facebook hooking me up with all my old friends. So I sent them a letter in the inbox. I was like, yo, how have you been? They said, yo, Carlos, I'm just getting out of rehab, trying to regain custody of my kids. Another friend was like,
I'm out on parole, man. I just did a 9-year bid. And I just found out that Pookie, the young boy that used to make all the runs for me, his mama said he got caught back in 2008. And he won't be coming home until 2023. Another young lady that I knew. Back in the day, she was a real sexy lady. But she got hooked on drugs, y'all. Now she the mother of 3 crack babies. I can only imagine how many went to prison. And even worse, ended up in their graves. This is why I had to change the way that I was living. Look at the damage I did back in the days. Now, even though that I've changed, y'all, later, and I'm still seeing the effects, that's why God put me back in the game. And I got to see if I can clean up this mess. So if anybody need an ear, or maybe just some encouraging words, remember, this is not another story. This is the truth, not just something that I heard.
Yo, for anybody who's been listening to this show tonight, I had to play that track. It's amazing because it fell right into what we're talking about. He is lending a helping hand. He is looking back. He is being honest. He is being transparent. And I just got to give a big up to Mr. Carlos Hill, who I call DMX of Poetry, just for sharing that insight, those vulnerabilities, accepting that, speaking on that clarity, realizing, because I don't know what it is, but whenever you share a story, and that's what we call a universal piece. Like, all pieces aren't universal. Universal pieces are like a Luther Vandross piece. Does that make sense? A piece that lasts forever, because you know that that actually can help somebody, not just now, but hundreds of years from now. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why I say that is because that's something that happens every day. And most people, especially, and I know Carlos probably can attest to this, most men won't even speak on stuff like that because they keep it to themselves, or they don't feel like they have an outlet to express those type of things. Because you either got somebody who's judging you, who's whatever, but the fact that you can call yourself out and be honest and then take time to reflect, and I don't know about y'all, but when I hear a piece that I've written or I've said, I learn something different every single time because I realize my growth. I'm in a different place, different mind space, different place spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally. So I'm looking at that thing like, wow, I'm learning. I learned that then. I remember that, but I'm learning something now. And when you have the opportunity to do that, it's powerful. And it's powerful to have something universal that you can actually take with you to make things better. And it's crazy because I took time out. I usually take time out to listen to, like, I listen to Close, like I say, Marvin Sapp, but I also took time, I don't know what it was today, but I took time to listen to me. And I listened to me on YouTube, and I was like, oh, my God. You know, I saw me from back then. Look back from whence you came. Don't mean stay there, but look back from whence you came and learn from what you learned. And then, okay, yeah, I acknowledge that's where I was then, but where am I now? And I just felt like that looking back at where you were and who you are becoming now and who you are now says a lot. So, big ups to Mr. Carlos DMX of Poetry. Just want to say what's up, Carlos? Did I catch you off guard? What's up? We got Carlos on the line. I know I didn't mean to catch you off guard. What's up, Carlos?
No. Yeah, I'm here, man. You always catch me off guard, but I'm okay, man. And yeah, man, just
my bad.
Looking back, man. And like you said, yo, looking back means a lot, man. But
oh, yeah.
It really does. You know what I mean? And I think, like, if you look back and you see your mistakes, you know what I mean? If you can instill that into the youth now so they won't have to make those same mistakes, that it advanced them. That's what's going to help us. That's what's going to help everything. You know what I mean? If we can reach this and learn from our mistakes and instill it into our, you know what I mean? It's going to progress us, man. And,
oh, yeah.
We all see that we need it.
Exactly. I feel like that's where the respect comes for the youth or anybody, like in an adult or, you know, so like whoever you're reaching, like when you're transparent and you're honest with who you are, the respect is seeing the journey. It's just like what happened in the Bible. Like, you know, when I'm up here on a radio show, I don't mind telling y'all, you know what I'm saying, like different things I've learned. I don't mind being honest and being transparent instead of lying. You know what I'm saying? Then you know it's real. I'm not giving you anything fake or phony. I'm giving you me. I mean, all I got. You can do something with it or not, but either way, you know it's real, and that's what you're doing. You're giving yourself, like, we're imperfect. I ain't got a problem being imperfect. I actually love it because it helps me keep going and keep growing and getting better.
No, I know that nobody's perfect, you know what I mean? So, because I'm not perfect, you know what I'm saying? So I don't expect nobody to be perfect, you know what I mean? But we can all learn from our mistakes, man. Exactly. And then once we... And you got to be man or woman enough, just human enough to acknowledge, you know what I'm saying, your mistakes and move forward from it, man, and try to do better. And if we, I mean, I want to see our folks do different, man. I want to see my people do different.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a racist person, man.
I agree.
But you see other cultures, man. You see other folks. They work together, all of them. They work together, man. But our folks, it's like for some reason, man, we don't have the same bond that they do.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the same bond that they do, man. And you know what I mean? It's like, I want to see our folks do better, man. I want to see our folks do better. You know what I mean? As a human race, you know what I mean? Love for everybody. But for my people, I want to see my people do better, man. Do better. You know what I mean? And it's going to come through while we're teaching and instilling our youth and stuff, man. You know what I mean? We are where we are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If we want things to get better, then it's got to be coming from what we're producing. If you don't, you producing it. So,
if that fruit
there. You know what I mean? So, hey, look. So,
what you know about that fruit?
China, hey, yo, China. Hey, look, baby. My phone is about to die. You hear me?
All right.
And I'm going to have to, but guess what, y'all? Everybody, man. Much love to everybody that can hear us, man. Y'all stay positive. Stay positive.
Yeah.
Seek positivity, man. Even when things go bad,
right,
man. God ain't put no more on you that you can bear. Just handle it.
Amen.
That's all you can do. And
exactly.
It's just that simple, y'all. It's just
all
that
right.
simple.
Well, please stay on the line. We appreciate it.
I love
it.
Y'all. Yeah.
All right.
Thank
like
you, Tyler.
All right. Miss Nikki, what you got, girl?
Okay, I was going to read something, but I'm going to go on and read what I was going to originally read. And this is If This World Was Mine. And here it goes. If this world was mine, you be my king and I your queen. Not a TV show with a love scene or a fairy tale love story, but the real thing. What God put together, no man can break. We are the bomb like red velvet cake. And if this world was mine, we would walk along the sandy beaches, no matter how far or where it reaches. Caring and loving me has never been an issue. If this world was mine, it would be all about you. Apart, we are nothing. Me giving you my heart meant everything. But if this world was mine, I'd have a ring. And that goes along with saying, I know what we talked about earlier, China, as far as the storm. Ain't nobody, like you said, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. He's not perfect. No relationship, no friendship, no any kind of ship is perfect. But people also go through storms, and it's up to you whether or not you want to get through that storm and how you want to get through that storm. You can make it rough, or you could just let it flow. And it's been rough, and you know, it's been rough times, but now, like I said, I'm seeing the end of the rain, the end of the storm. I see that little bit of light breaking through the clouds. And I'm starting to see that rainbow. And I'm ecstatic about the future.
Amen.
I ain't reaching for that pot of gold, but I'm reaching for the future.
Oh, yeah. Well, God is the best storyteller ever. And like I said to you earlier, like, he's the awesome, the best author I've ever known. And I really believe that you have to let him do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let God show you what your journey is going to be like. But just appreciate the journey as you go. Like, appreciate the storms, the good, the bad, the ugly, all those different things. We have to appreciate those things and kind of all enjoy. Because they're, man, like, that's, like I said earlier, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
That's right.
And I love what Mr. Milton said. I'm going to say it again. no matter which way the wind blows, there'll always be a cool breeze.
Cool breeze. That's
literally.
Right. That's right. That's right.
That's right. Got hold on to that cooling water.
All right. You better say that, the Williams brothers.
Huh?
I said the Williams brothers. Mm-hmm.
I know.
But I really enjoyed tonight.
Me too. It was right on time. It was divine.
It was well needed. Well needed.
Yes. It was right on time. Mhm. Because sometimes, like I say, you know, I believe that we're all seeking for different things in our lives. You know,
right.
Different answers, different questions about different things. And I look at the people who listen via web because I can't see you, but I see the stats. And I see the people who
mm-hmm.
are up here listening. I hear about you. You tell me about it. Some of you guys hit me up in my inbox. So I love to, even when it seems like it's just us on the line, there are more people on the line than you think. And
that's right.
I love the trend. Yeah, they are. I have more people who listen via web and social media than, you know what I'm saying, than on the line. So I do appreciate you. I cannot
mm-hmm.
see you. So if you ever want to call in, that number 323-642-1532 if you want to be heard. But I do appreciate you taking the time out. And I also recognize, this is why I don't mind pouring into you when I'm up here, for everybody who's listening,
mm-hmm.
because I always say, here we encourage metaphorically intuned visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. You don't know if it was that one word that could help somebody. You don't know if that was that thing that you were thought you were going through and it was only you. You don't know if there's somebody who's going through something worse than you. They don't even know how to get out, but your way might be their way out. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Or you don't know that smile of that rainbow or that smile or that sunshine or that laughter or that funny joke gave somebody hope. You know what I'm saying? You just don't know.
Right.
But I just really believe in just being transparent. I believe transparency is key. I've been saying that forever, and I mean it with all my heart because I've seen it. I've seen it deliver people and change how your views on people. I've seen self-righteous people think your way is the only way. If you just do it my way, it'll work. Nope, it don't work like that.
Right, right.
But I'm just watching just beauty unfold. And
that's
I go
so
back
true.
To Anthony David, that song, A Beautiful Problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all it is. But it's going to be all right.
Indeed it will. Indeed it will.
Right kind of wrong. Wrong kind of right.
Okay.
Well, I do appreciate you. Like, did you want to do anything else tonight?
Let me see. I got one for you that's gonna make you smile.
All right now.
Hold on. And this is the one you love. Misconception to the rope. Now there's no misleading to the fact that I too ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the pain. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but no ink to the page. So I wait. Shh. Listen. You hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to always see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, this is a misconception to the rule. Why is that we all must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder or being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I'm not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this ain't just something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I've made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do even more better than better has ever been to me. Stay 100. That's it.
Wow. I needed all I could do is laugh because I was like, did she do it? And I was over here. I know your piece by heart, so I'm over here like, I'm ready. I was like, oh, shoot, let me find out.
Yeah.
Mm. I needed that. I got to read this too about rainbows.
Okay.
I was looking at the spiritual meaning of rainbows for anybody who is curious about rainbows and the spiritual meaning of it. It said rainbows are symbols of hope and encouragement. A reminder that if you can just endure a little longer, you will make it through the storm and come shining through on the other side. They are also a symbol to have faith in yourself, to believe that you have the strength, wisdom, and creativity to succeed. And I'm like, wow, beautiful. Because it was a streak of a rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at this picture of what I saw, but it was in rain on the side of a street. It was like a, it wasn't the rainbow, it was just the prism.
Right.
It was huge, and it was like laying on the street. And I was like, oh, my God, this is, I stopped crying, and I let it go.
When you listen to that song, it's going to put a whole lot of things in perspective for you.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, what I tell you. I had to listen to it over and over again when I was going through a bad time in my life, and it got me through. Between that and Never Would Have Made It by Marvin Sapp, it got me through, you know.
Wow.
So when I tell you it's going to really, it's going to have you in tears. I'm going to tell you that now. It's going to have you in tears.
Mm-hmm.
But you will feel better afterwards.
I believe it.
You will definitely feel better afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when you listen to
it, make sure
you call me.
I will.
Make sure you call me and let me know how you like it. Because, I mean, it's a beautiful song. And as a matter of fact, look at it. It's a video also. Don't just listen to it. Look at the video.
I will.
Yeah.
All right, lady. Well, I do appreciate you tonight.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Yo, anytime, man.
Keep your head up.
Y'all brought. Thank you. Yeah. I refuse to let the devil steal my joy.
That's right. As Fred Hammond say, dance on the devil.
Oh, God knows. Yes.
Yeah. Dance on the devil.
Oh, I got to.
Mm-hmm.
It is already done. It is well. As well, my soul.
As well with my soul. That's it.
That's it. Oh, I trust
him.
Oh, yeah. So for everybody who's listening, I appreciate you most definitely, Nikki, tonight. For everybody who's listening, I would encourage you guys. Thank you, buddy. I would encourage you guys to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. Chase peace. Tap into your gifts. We got a lot of paper chasers out there. But they're very tired because they're chasing the wrong thing. Embrace love. Chase peace. I promise you. Let your gifts make room for you, and you will prosper. I'm going to say that one more time, and I just made that up. Embrace love. Chase peace. Let your gifts make room for you. And I promise you, you will prosper. I'm about to write that on Facebook right now. You guys be blessed. Have a good night.